The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VA'AD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Someone last week asked me a very unfortunate shaila. He's walking down the street and I got hit by a car. He rushed into the hospital and he broke both of his legs. And this week is his son's bar mitzvah. And he's on crutches. So he wanted to know, is there any way he could go to his son's bar mitzvah? Because the only way he could go is by wearing the crutches. Is a mutter to go out and it's just Ramadan Shabbos wearing crutches or not? First of all, the mission says, HaKatiya Yitzvah Kav Shiloh Dira Meir Rav Yossi Yasser. The mission is talking about somebody has a fake leg. So Rav Meir says they let it go out with a fake leg on Shabbos. Rav Yossi says it's Yasser. We pass the night Rav Yossi. Why is it Yasser to go out with a fake leg? So Rav Yossi Yasser brings down Rabbeinu Yeruchim, very interesting Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He says, Pshat, the Mishnah is talking about where the person really, the way he's walking, is not with his fake leg. The fake leg is there for total cosmetic purposes. He's walking with a walking stick. So therefore we're afraid, being that the leg is not really helping him walk, it's there for cosmetic purposes, maybe by mistake he'll forget and he'll take it off, he'll adjust it, and he'll walk Da'al Amas and Shisrabim. But if the person cannot walk without the fake leg, then the fake leg, we look at it as his leg, and therefore we mutter to go out with a fake leg on Shabbos. So the place can say, also in our shayla, that if somebody's on crutches, it would depend. If he can't walk at all, and the only way he can walk is with crutches, then it's the crutches become like his leg, and we mutter for him to go out and shisram on Shabbos. But if technically the person could walk, and the crutches are just helping him to walk a little bit better, then it'll be usher. So in the case of the shayla's ass, being that the person cannot walk without the crutches, which is usually the case, therefore it'll be mutter to go out on crutches on Shabbos to Rosh Hashanah. What about a walking stick? It's very common for older men and ladies to walk around with walking sticks. The question is, can you walk out with a walking stick on Shabbos or not? So this, the Mechaber says in Shana Alf Yazayin, has the same gedarim, like we said, of crutches. It'll depend if the person at home could walk around without a walking stick. And in this house, that's how he does walk around. Then Shemir Shabbos says that he cannot walk out in the Rosh Hashanah with a walking stick, even if, in general, when he goes out in public, he does use a walking stick because he's afraid of slipping because of the rain or because of the snow or it's slippery, it's harder to walk outside. Still, being that technically he could walk, and just making walk a little bit better, the Shemir Shabbos says that it's going to be aser. But if it's the type of person who cannot walk at all without his walking stick, and he always uses the walking stick, even inside in all situations, then we would consider it like his leg, and it would be mutter for him to go out on Shabbos with his walking stick and it's just a rabbin. Now, a very serious shaila is somebody who's blind. What about a blind person walking with a walking stick? What's the question? Because a blind person, technically, he could walk. We said before, if you can't walk, it comes like your foot. A blind person, he could walk. He just needs a stick to make sure he's not going to trip on something, he's not going to fall, but technically he could walk. Now the Mechaber says in Shin Aleph Sif Yiches, Suma Asur Lo Letzes B'makel. Somebody who is blind is asur for him to go out with a stick. Mishmur says, why? In Samaches, because the walking he could do without a stick, and he's only doing it to make sure he goes straight. According to Mr. Brewer, a blind person cannot go out with a walking stick on Shabbos. If somebody's in a situation, he should ask his local Orthodox rabbi, because there is the Aruch HaShulchan who learns Pshat in the Mechaber a little differently. The Aruch HaShulchan says the whole case where Suma's Aser is talking about in the olden days, where the blind person, he was in his hometown, and he knew how the streets basically were, and he knew how to get around, then it's usher for him to walk out with a walking stick because he technically could walk and he technically could walk and knows the way around. But if he's in a new place or in our climate, the world, everything's always changing, then and he's afraid that he's going to fall and he doesn't know his way around, so Aruch HaShulchan says then it'll be mutter for him to walk out with his walking stick on Shabbos. Rav Moshe Dalet Salach has a very interesting shiloh. What about going on a wheelchair on Shabbos? The shiloh was asked him that somebody had a simcha, and the grandparents wanted to come to the simcha on Shabbos, and the grandparents were in a wheelchair. So the shiloh to Rav Moshe was, is any heter to go on a wheelchair on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe says, it depends, you have to split up in two separate cases. If we're talking about a case where the older person cannot wear the wheelchair himself, he needs somebody else to wheel the wheelchair. So Moshe says in that situation, it's for sure an iser to push a wheelchair. It's considered carrying on Shabbos, and we also to do. What should one do in that situation? Moshe says that the halacha is, you're allowed to ask a goy to do malacha on Shabbos, if there's a tzarech gadol, if it's something very, very important. So Moshe says to come to your grandchildren's simcha, that's very, very important. So Moshe says you should get a goy to push the grandparent in the wheelchair. But for a Jew to do it, it'll be aser. But Moshe says, if the person could wheel the wheelchair himself, he doesn't need anyone else to do it, then Moshe discusses in the tshuva, is that mutter or not? So really you have to split up the question into two separate issues. One is it considered that the person is carrying the wheelchair? And the second issue, which has to be dealt with, is it considered that maybe the person considered that he's carrying himself? He's not walking, he's carrying himself by wheeling himself in a wheelchair. So Rav Shlomo Zalman and Shmuel Shabbos and Perek Lamed Daled, he said, in terms of the person, to say the person is carrying himself by wheeling the wheelchair, he says it won't be considered carrying himself. He gives a marshal, let's say somebody with his child, they're on a seesaw, and you push yourself up into the air. So Shlomo Zalman says, you're not going to say that it's called you're carrying yourself. That's just a way of going, jumping up and down. So Shlomo Zalman says, same thing over here. When you wheel yourself in a wheelchair, it's not considered you're carrying yourself. It's considered that's the way you're walking. That's the way you're moving. What about the other shayla in terms of the actual wheelchair? So that is Mahalikas between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Shlomo Zalman held that the wheeling of the actual wheelchair would be considered a problem, and a person cannot go out on Shabbos in a wheelchair because it's considered he's carrying his wheelchair. Rav Moshe, on the other hand, in that tshuva in Chelek Dalet Sim Tzadik, he said, just like we said by somebody who breaks his legs to use crutches, Or older person to use a walking stick. That the person cannot walk without the crutches or the walking stick, we say the crutches and the walking stick become like the person's leg. Becomes bother to the person. Rav Moshe says it'll be the same thing on a wheelchair. Being that the person cannot walk without the wheelchair, Rav Moshe says the wheelchair becomes bother to the person, and it'll be mutter for the person to go out on Shabbos with his wheelchair in order to go to the simcha of his grandchild. The Gemara Amud Beis brings down Tana Rabbanan Yoytzim Be'Evin Tikkun B'Shabbos. You got to go with a stone on Shabbos. The point of these stones was like some type of kamiya in order to help. The Gemara says in order to prevent that a lady shouldn't have a miscarriage. So Moshe discussing the tshuva, the halachas on Shabbos is that a person is only allowed to take medication on Shabbos if somebody has a headache. You only can take medication on Shabbos if you're nafal or mishkaf, if somebody would lie down. What does that mean? If a person has such a strong headache that he would lie down because of the headache, then he could take a Tylenol or aspirin. But if somebody just has a mechish, it's just a little bit uncomfortable, it's not so terrible, the headache, just a little bit uncomfortable, then is the iser of taking medication on Shabbos is exer mishum shchika saman. What does it mean that the person will lie down? The person speak out. It doesn't mean that he actually would lie down. For example, let's say you have a young mother with three children, and her husband's not home, so she does not have the option to lie down. Right? She has to push herself to stay up. She's not going to lie down, but she would like to lie down. The place can say, that's enough to say that you're allowed to take a Tylenol. In other words, the gather is, if they give a mushel, the gather is if you'd be on vacation somewhere and you won't have any pressures of life, right? Where you won't have pressures of work or pressures of learning or whatever it is, you wouldn't have the pressure. You would lie down, then that's considered, even though you don't actually lie down, then it'd be mutter to take a Tylenol on Shabbos. What about taking Tums? People get heartburn on Shabbos after the challenge. So it's the same gather. If somebody gets such severe heartburn that because of his heartburn he's like feels horrible and he can't function and he would lie down because of it, then he's allowed to take Tums on Shabbos to get rid of his heartburn. But if the heartburn is just a little bit uncomfortable, it's not so terrible, it's just a little bit uncomfortable, then it'll be awesome. So the Shabbos comes up very often. People want to know, is it mutter for them to take Tums before the Suda on Shabbos, before they have the challenge? Like this, it will be preventative that they won't get to the situation that they'll be uncomfortable with heartburn. So Moshe says, we have a right from our Gemara. Our Gemara says over here, you're allowed to do things preventative. It says, Yotze Be'Evet Tikkun B'Shabbos. Our Moshe says that you're allowed to wear this Evet Tikkun B'Shabbos. And this Evet Tikkun is helping prevent a miscarriage. So we see that preventative measures are mutter on Shabbos. So Moshe says, who I din, if someone wants to take a medication before he feels a meichesh at all, before he feels uncomfortable, if it's totally preventative, Moshe says that we mutter on Shabbos. There's a very interesting Torah Lishma on the Gemara Amar Abaye Amar Li Aim. The Gemara is talking about lachashes that Abaye brings down what his mother told him to do. The Torah Lishma says in Shin Tzadik Tes that why is it that we find the minig is when people make Misha Beirachs that they always do after the mother's name? Why don't they do it after the father's name? And what's the makar for such a thing? So the Torah Lishma says the makar is from our Gemara that Abaye said from his mother. We see all the lachshin over here. You mentioned the mother. So the Torah Shema says, what's the reason why? What's the reason why I mentioned the mother more than the father? So the Torah Shema says something very interesting. He says, in a way, ladies have less kitrugim than men. Ladies are part of from Mrs. Mangramas. Ladies don't have that very bit of Torah. So when a person's sick, he needs rachav shemayim. He needs all the schlissim he could get. And ladies, in a way, are a little bit more pure than men. They don't have the very bit of Torah. Or and then I'm a sizman grandma. So therefore, when we're asking Rechav Yishamayim, when somebody's sick, that's the reason why we always mention the mother's name. Thank you very much for listening. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.